is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, August 19th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. And of course, story number 5 this week is Donald Trump. As the fallout from the raid on Mar-a-Lago continues, it was announced this week that the former president is the target of an investigation in Georgia, a criminal investigation into election interference. Inquiries being conducted by Fannie Willis, the district attorney in Fulton County. That's the area around Atlanta. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, appeared before a special grand jury Wednesday at a downtown Atlanta courthouse. This is clearly an abuse of government power. After watching this for the past 6 years, it's hard for any fair-minded person to conclude that this is anything other than a political hit job by the deep state, and especially the Biden administration, trying to kneecap Donald Trump before the 2024 presidential campaign gets underway. Just remember, as Christians, as aggravating, as frustrating, as enraging as this is, just remember we have to keep our eyes on the ball. Winning at politics is not our mission. Our one commission was to make disciples of all nations. Participate, vote. Be active in your local politics, but remember, our main job is to be sharing the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, and we can do that regardless of which party sits in control of Washington, D.C., and it's actually the uniparty, you know, one puttmaster controlling the two major parties. Topic number 4, the Internal Revenue Service. This is a part and parcel of the weaponization of the government. We saw this back in 2013 when the Obama administration used the IRS to target conservative and Christian nonprofit organizations for special attention from the IRS. One main part of the new $730 billion green energy bill signed by President Biden this week was the addition of $80 billion and 87,000 new agents to the Internal Revenue Service. Now, the claim is that by increasing audits of people earning more than $400,000 a year, the government will reap hundreds of billions of dollars in new revenue currently being lost to tax fraud. Now, that math has been challenged as wildly overstated unless, as it's expected, the IRS starts going after middle-income Americans. That is what this is about. The respected Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, has directly contradicted claims made by President Biden and his advisors that this will not increase the tax burden on middle-income families. It will. Expect it. What is interesting, however, is that the government believes that it can net about $160 billion, or it can bring in about $208 billion in money being lost to tax fraud, while at the same time admitting that there's about $160 billion in COVID relief fraud out there, and that the IRS and the government doesn't have enough personnel to recover most of that money. Okay, understand what's happening here. They want to task 87,000 new IRS agents with chasing $206 billion in tax fraud while leaving 500 people overwhelmed trying to chase down $160 billion. If they would just take some of those new IRS agents and go after the COVID relief money, but that doesn't seem to be much of a priority for this government because it's not. This is not about raising funds for the government. It is, frankly, about creating a new enforcement arm for the political will of the deep state. Remember, the IRS now has a stockpile of about 4,600 guns and about 5 million rounds of ammunition. And the new solicitations for job listings for new IRS agents, they need to be willing to use perhaps deadly force in the course of their duties. That seems a little odd for accountants, doesn't it? Topic number 3, pestilence. Kind of a strange week for COVID-19. This is the week that COVID-19 really jumped the shark. We learned that quad-vaxxed First Lady Jill Biden followed her husband, quad-vaxxed President Joe Biden, into a bout of COVID-19. And Pfizer's CEO, Albert Bourla, who's also jabbed 4 times, also diagnosed this week with the Rona. It's clear that the vaccine that they told us was 95% effective when it was rolled out now not only fails to stop the infection, they're not even making the claim anymore. They're just saying, well, I don't get quite as sick. We also had time to digest this week the new guidelines from the CDC, carefully worded new guidelines on how we're supposed to behave in order to mediate Corona 19. Basically, when you boil it down to its essence, stripping away all of the bureaucratic baffle gab in these new CDC guidelines, what we get is this. Basically, we can all go back to pretty much living our normal lives. That's the new COVID-19 guidelines from the CDC. A lot of people on the left, especially in the Twitterverse, which is sort of an echo chamber, freaked out about this. But essentially, SARS-2 has mutated to the point now where it is essentially a bad cold. Except that as of this recording, for some inexplicable reason, the government of the United States is still not allowing unvaccinated travelers to come in from overseas. Unless, of course, you're an undocumented immigrant trying to cross our southern border, in which case we learned this week that the Border Patrol will actually go to the locked gates on fences on private property and unlock them so that you can cross into the country and be processed and then released. We also learned this week that according to documents released by Pfizer or from Pfizer under court order, I might add, that more than 40% of pregnant women who participated in Pfizer's mRNA vaccine trials suffered miscarriages. Now, this is substantially more than the 10 to 15% that is typical among pregnant women. Out of the 50 women in the trials, 22 lost their babies. Again, 44%. This should have been enough to stop the trials in its tracks. It didn't. The FDA and the CDC, despite having knowledge of this information, decided to go ahead with the experimental injections and recommend them for expectant mothers anyway. I predict a backlash of rage at some point when this information becomes widely known. You can see why now the FDA wanted to drip the release of these documents, the justification for authorizing use of the mRNA serums at the rate of 500 pages a month, which would have taken 75 years. In other words, they didn't want it to be fully known why they authorized the vaccines until we're all dead and unable to do anything about it. Thankfully, back in January, a U.S. District Court judge ordered the release at the rate of 55,000 pages a month. And again, this is the kind of information that's coming out. You can see why the FDA wanted to slow walk this. Oh, by the way, monkeypox. A growing number of experts now believe that monkeypox is likely the spread of, well, sexual intercourse now between men, and not just the skin-to-skin contact that occurs during such intimacy. In other words, a growing body of scientific evidence, including three new peer-reviewed papers in medical journals, shows that experts have had the course of transmission exactly reversed. It's not the skin-to-skin contact, it's actually the exchange of bodily fluids during such intimacy. And again, more than 98% of the cases now, men who have sex with men. Topic number two, building Skynet. Took a couple steps forward toward that dubious goal this week. Amazon signing an agreement with iRobot, the makers of Roomba. $1.7 billion deal gives Amazon all of the floor plan maps created by these AI-powered robotic vacuums and mops. A very powerful bit of information for a company that survives by selling people stuff. But the fact is, it's not just our smartphones anymore, or our computers that are leaking data to powerful tech companies. It is any connected device, anything with smart in the name. Smart TVs, smart lights, smart refrigerators, smart vacuums, smart locks, smart thermostats, smart map services, air conditioner switches, even faucets. If it has smart in the title, it is likely spying on you. Pair that with the news this week that a Russian's arms fair demoed a new robotic dog with a rocket-propelled grenade launcher on its back. We are basically giving these weapon systems all the information they need to exterminate the human race. When they decide it's time to take over, armed with the maps that they will have generated thanks to Google Maps and Apple Maps, and now iRobot, there will be no place to hide. If the Lord tarries. Coming up, a nuclear plant in Ukraine. False flag on the way? That's ahead on the Friday Five.
The book of Genesis prophesied that the Messiah would be born of the seed of the woman. But Genesis also predicted another seed would arrive on earth. And he is the final Nephilim. Skywatch TV is proud to present the final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive. When you order Ryan Peterson's new book, The Final Nephilim, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Quantum Prophecy, starring Ryan Peterson and Josh Peck, and The Assyrian, a video expose of an ancient evil. In the new groundbreaking book, The Final Nephilim, author and researcher Ryan Peterson details how, while many have portrayed the Antichrist to be a charismatic military genius, he will actually be something far more sinister. He is the final Nephilim, a fallen angelic human hybrid who will use occult power to lure most of the world into the greatest deception in human history. Through his revelatory research, Ryan Peterson answers questions such as, will the fallen angels once again attempt to mingle themselves with the seed of men? Who or what is the Antichrist, and does he have a supernatural origin? What is the connection between quantum physics and the biblical symbolism of the scroll? What role do UFOs and alien phenomena play in end time events? And how do Jesus' warnings about the days of Noah decipher the prophecies of Revelation? You'll also receive the never-before-released interview, Quantum Prophecy, on DVD, where Skywatch TV's own Josh Peck sits down with Ryan Peterson to speak about quantum physics as it relates to biblically prophetic topics such as the Mark of the Beast, ancient antichrists, and angels. And as an added bonus, Quantum Prophecy also includes four of the absolute best episodes of Josh Peck's popular television show, Into the Multiverse, entitled Untangling Quantum Entanglement, Quantum Tunneling, The Strangeness of Quantum Fields, and The Real Science and Fake Religion of Quantum Biology. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content on DVD entitled The Assyrian, where Ryan Peterson goes into detail about an ancient evil who once walked on the earth and is set to return from the abyss to enter human flesh once again and to continue his reign of terror. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for a study in Revelation that travels through time and space to decipher the most mysterious prophecies of the apocalypse. This collection is only available through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The Final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, a Russian walks into a Ukrainian nuclear plant. Sounds like the opening to a bad joke, but it is not a joke. Ukrainian emergency workers in hazmat suits are carrying out drills for a nuclear disaster at the Zaporizhzhia power plant. Now, Russia has control of this plant. Russia is warning of a Ukrainian provocation or false flag that it predicts will take place there today. I pray that by the time you see this program, it's not already obsolete. Russia's Ministry of Defense warned Thursday that if an accident occurs at Zaporizhzhia, radioactive material would cover Germany, Poland, and Slovakia. Now, Ukraine denies that its forces are shelling the plant and causing damage there. Russia claims that the plant's backup support systems have taken a pounding from Ukrainian shelling. Ukraine accuses Russia of causing the damage at the plant. And really, the only thing that everybody seems to agree on at this nuclear facility in southern Ukraine is that an accident there would be catastrophic and not just for Ukraine and Russia. Pray that we don't have another Chernobyl. Skywatch Films, our new division here at Skywatch TV, presenting cutting-edge documentaries in full HD with instant access. Full HD means you're getting about, roughly speaking, quick math inside my head, about six times the resolution, I think, of a DVD. I mean, there is something to be said for having the DVD in case the internet ever goes down, but full HD, you get much crisper video, and you get instant access from SkywatchFilms.com for as little as just $3. Take advantage of this opportunity. Everything from the transhumanist movement to the modern UFO phenomenon and the spiritual forces behind those things. Again, SkywatchFilms.com. Our mission is supported by your generosity, and we always want to acknowledge and thank you for that. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, we do this by sending a gift for your donation, and during the month of August, for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we'll send you the very timely and, I would say, almost prophetic book, Progressive Evil. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis is very insightful at projecting forward from where we are today. He's done this with a number of his books. And again, this one, very timely given what's been in the news in recent days. For your gift of any amount during the month of August, you get a copy of the book Progressive Evil by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Find out more online and donate if you're so led at skywatchtv.com/donate or by calling us at 844-750-4985. Our tour of Israel, a place to see the original battlegrounds in this long supernatural war with your own eyes. It is a life-changing experience. It really makes the Bible come alive. You can take a look at our itinerary and see the sites that we've got planned for you March 19th through 30th of 2023. There's an optional 3-day extension over to Jordan that is well worth it. The view from Mount Nebo alone, what we've learned recently, looking forward to getting back up there and sharing some information with you there. You can find out more. Again, the itinerary is posted online at skywatchtv.com, or rather, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com, and we pray we see you in the Holy Land in 2023. This week in Skywatch TV, we're wrapping up our 4-week discussion with Ryan Peterson, author of The Final Nephilim. End times prophecy, it is coming true before our eyes. Will the great end times enemy of God, the Antichrist, be a hybrid? Don't miss the discussion. Our broadcast schedule, always available online at skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can throw out the schedule, have us broadcast on your schedule by adding the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV, or by downloading our free mobile app, which brings all of our video content right into your smartphone or tablet, along with important news updates 3 times a week, and a calendar of our upcoming events. That and more right in the palm of your hand, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire, phone or tablet. To make it easy, we've got links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching while we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.